State of the Union, how about State of the Planet? Equally noteworthy in Trump's address last night was what he did not talk about. Top of the list, the climate crisis. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, is with me now. Peter, what is your take on what the president did not say?
Well, we should start with the fact that it was no big surprise that the president did not say a word about the climate crisis, because he doesn't believe that it is a crisis. And in fact, as we all know, he doesn't even believe that climate change is a real thing, even though it's about as real as gravity. We know the world's warming up fast. We know this is mostly because of pollution from burning fossil fuels. We know that this warming is having a massive impact on our weather and our ecosystems and oceans and on human health and well-being. There are growing warnings from all over, including the Pentagon and Trump's own Director of National Intelligence. But the president dismisses all of this, not a word, last night.
So the crisis is staring us in the face. What are the consequences of the president not talking about it?
To a certain degree, the State of the Union sets the national agenda. It tells us what the president wants to accomplish, what he thinks is important. So what we have is an administration that's ignoring not just the warning signs about the future, but the ways that climate change is actively affecting our lives right now.
And remind us of what some of those effects are.
Well, let's just look at the last year. We had the massive deadly fires in California. These were at least partly due to the fact that the state is warming up and drying out. And these are a growing threat to the largest state in the country and the largest economy in the country. We had Hurricane Michael, which slammed the Southeast and the Carolinas with record flooding. That came on the heels of three huge storms the year before. All of those storms were supercharged by warmer seas. The polar vortex just these last couple of weeks, the disruption of that, that may well be linked to the warming of the Arctic, ironically, causing this massive blast of cold air coming down into the U.S. and killing people.
Yeah, I mean, all of that matters. But how much does it matter what a president does or doesn't say in a State of the Union address? Besides, we're learning now that under Trump, more Americans care about climate change than under Obama.
Well, again, the speech tends to help set the national conversation, and obviously Donald Trump wants to steer that conversation in certain directions and away from others. But you're right. What matters most is what a president does. And in this case, the president is actually very much putting his lack of concern about the climate crisis into action. It's been a huge part of his agenda over the last 2 years. And he actually did allude to that last night. He talked about his success in getting rid of regulations. What he didn't mention is that a huge number of those regulations are environmental regulations that protect people and ecosystems that support us. He also said this.
The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world.
So what he's touting there is that the U.S. is now the biggest producer of some of the very fossil fuels that are the biggest contributors to the climate crisis. And then, of course, there's coal that the president has been pulling every lever possible, trying to revive the industry. So these policies, along with his efforts to roll back these existing efforts to fight climate change, are actively moving us backward on the fight against climate change.
Peter, any hope for the next year with a new Congress?
Well, the democratically controlled House is certainly going to turn up the heat on this. They are going to be holding hearings. They've appointed a special committee. They are considering this idea of the new Green Deal, which would pair climate action with job creation. Having said that, there's only so much the House can do. So really, I think what's going to change in the next 2 years is the Democrats and a few Republicans are going to try to steer the conversation. Donald Trump wants to steer it one way. These folks are going to try to steer it someplace else.
Meantime, the seas keep rising. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.